My name is Cindy Jarvison. I'm the director for the UNM Gallup Small Business Development Center.
How long have you been in the position?
2 years this July.
You want to discuss all of those things that you do for the community?
Yes, of course. We're part of America's Small Business Development Center. There are over 2,000 SBDCs all across the United States, and we're part of the New Mexico Network. We do get funding from the Small Business Administration, which is federal funds, and it's then matched by the New Mexico State Legislature. That money is then given to UNM Gallup. That's why we're called UNM Gallup SBDC. And basically, our mission is we build skilled entrepreneurs and strong businesses in hopes that we can encourage individuals to come into our office when they have an idea to start a business. And we help them through navigating, you know, where they need to go, things they need to consider in starting a business. So we hope that they come in with an idea initially. But a lot of times I do have individuals that come in that have already established their business. So we sort of have to backtrack. And basically, we've been here since 1991, and our coverage area is McKinley County, which goes into parts of Navajo Nation, the city of Gallup. McKinley County runs into like Yautehay, Sabinito, Iambato, and that area, Theroux, and the Zuni tribal community. So we do have a large base that we have to cover. And we also have 20 centers all across the state of New Mexico. The closest ones we have are Grants and Farmington. And there are just two of us there. Marcia Silversmith is my administrative assistant. And my name is Cindy. I'm the director and small business consultant counselor. We do provide one-on-one free confidential counseling. So everything they tell me is totally confidential. It's not like I'm going to report them to anybody or I am going to share their ideas with anybody. It's totally confidential. And we do provide a lot of workshops, and they vary from different topics, anywhere from managing your credit for a business success and New Mexico Workforce Connection, connecting with a lot of partners like the NTU Incubator Facility, innovation centers and things like that. So we do partner with a lot of the surrounding resources so that we can help small business owners with their process.
Do you ever facilitate or advise on small business loans or startup funds?
Yes, we do. We do have an up-to-date resource market research information or tools that are available to us. We can do an SBDC net research. So we're able to extract things like industry reports, competitors reports, and data that will help build their business plan. And we also do help them with their business plan. And we do identify local resources that they could tap into for capital investments and business loans. So we do help them with that process.
Do you ever collaborate with non-SBDC organizations like the NTU Entrepreneurial Development Center?
We do. Anywhere we can engage with the community, at least the entrepreneurs that are out there, we try to collaborate with a lot of entities. As long as we're getting in touch with the community and we're helping the individuals that are wanting to start a business or even thinking about it. And we definitely would encourage those individuals to participate in our workshops and to reach out to our organization.
Offhand, do you have a rough idea of the ratio or the percentage of individuals who are trying to start a business who approach you versus people who have a business and just want to develop it more?
People that already have a business, I'd say about maybe a good 80% of them already started their business. The remaining 20% are just thinking about it. So yeah, they come in after they've started and then they get in a position where they're trying to figure out or backtrack. So we're trying to fix that.
And most of the workshops are funded through the various grants that you have?
Right, through the Small Business Administration. We're not the SBA, but we are funded through, we're funded through the federal agency, the SBA, and that money is then matched by the New Mexico State Legislature with paying through our general tax dollars. So we do exist based on the tax dollars that are generated from our community.
And with the statewide budget cuts and discussion of nationwide budget cuts, is business development still being given a higher priority? Your funding, for example?
It seems to be. We do have a lot of support at the legislative level because we fall under the host, higher education host institution. We sort of get lumped into that, but they do recognize that we do exist under the higher education, and it tends to get, cut a lot. But we do continue to be supported, and they do realize that there's that discrepancy there, but they tend to support us.
What are some of the major challenges that you and your staff face trying to service the local business community?
Mainly it's basically just the two staff that are trying to operate the center, and it tends to be overwhelming. But it really does help when I promote our center through collaborating with other people that do like type services. So it sort of alleviates a lot of that burden from me, because I'm tapping into other individuals to help our community.
And who do you and your associate report to?
We're actually under the division of, we're under the Division of Workforce
Development,
yes. And L.D. Lovett is our executive director.
Very good. Of course, the campus, with L.D. Lovett being directly involved, and folks like Al Henderson have been involved in having entrepreneurial and workforce development conferences over the last few years. Is this something that you also are involved with, working on these kinds of events?
Yes, those are a lot of our partners. In fact, we do sort of mesh together in trying to create jobs in our community. So that's the overall, bigger picture. We hope that by supporting small businesses and helping them to thrive, that they will then employ more people and pay more tax dollars to our, to our gross receipts tax.
And from your perspective, what are some benchmarks by which you determine how successful you are and your associate is with the UNM Gallup SBDC?
Well, we do. We are gauged by how many businesses we start, how much revenue those businesses make, how many employees they employ, both full-time, part-time. And we also are determined, or we are gauged by how much revenue those businesses make and loans they are able to obtain from the local lending institutions.
Do you have many opportunities to collaborate with the Greater Gallup Economic Development Office?
Yes, they've been actually a really great partner. We share a lot of our workshop information with them, and they then, help us promote them. They also invite us to a lot of their discussions and interact with a lot of their events that they plan. So we are connected.
And so when we hear about efforts to bring larger businesses to Gallup, that's something that the Economic Development Office is more known for. How does that tie in with what you're doing with smaller local businesses?
I think those bigger projects are, I've been asked to identify small businesses that could potentially subcontract or maybe even partner with the little projects. That happens a lot of times, and identifying businesses that can provide certain services like landscaping, janitorial services, construction, roofing, things like that. So they do engage with me in identifying businesses that can provide those types of services for contracts and solicitations.
What sorts of feedback have you heard from the community over the last couple of years?
A lot of them have been Every year on an annual basis, I do attend an America's Small Business Development Center conference. And this is where we obtain a lot of our training. And we do connect with a lot of individuals that specialize in things like media or social media, web developing, financing, and things like that. There's like an array of topics. And these people, these presenters that present at our annual conference, bring a wealth of information. And we're tied into a lot of those individuals. And I've been able to capture or create relationships with them and bring them to our community. And more recently, Eric Spellman was here talking about marketing and promotion online for small businesses. And that seems to be like the trend or the movement. Social media is big around here. And bringing folks like him to our community says a lot. And people seem to appreciate just having that information available to them in a small rural community. So a lot of people do talk about our workshop topics and the array of information that we bring, and also bringing connections like the New Mexico Tax and Revenue and workforce development and workman's comp and things like that. So we do collaborate with a lot of the local New Mexico entities, both federal and state, and we're able to bring them here and have them answer the questions that are really needing to be answered by the small business owners.
Now, the UNM Gallup SBDC could also be thought of as a small business in itself. In essence, you run a small business. So from that perspective, do you find that you and your associate benefit from workshops that you are offering the community?
I think so. We try not to charge too much for our workshops. And a lot of what we do is sort of community outreach, community-based. And you are right. We do run our center like it's a real business. It's not about generating revenue. It's about the people we serve and the effectiveness that we have in our community. We're able to provide a lot of these workshops through collaborating with individuals to help us get these presenters to come to our community. And they usually don't charge very much or very little. Mainly it's just their travel expenses. So we've been, I think the first couple of years or the first year that I was in this position, it was all about trying to introduce myself and getting my foot in the community. So that has been my main concentration. I think this year we're really going to concentrate on trying to secure more access to capital. And that seems to be the big thing. So I've learned so much from a lot of our connections, and it's just amazing to hear about the different things that different communities are facing, like the Navajo Nation and the Zuni tribe. A lot of it is culture. And so we are learning a lot about our community and what they're having to deal with. I've learned a lot of times just because I'm basically in the trenches with the small business owners. I'm identifying a lot of what they're having to deal with personally, with their families and not on a business level, what they're having to deal with, the sacrifices they have to make. So I am getting more involved with the community that way and just understanding what they're having to deal with.
And of course, in this area, we have a number of agencies associated with either the federal government, state government, or for instance, Navajo Nation, Zuni. So do you get a lot of so-called non-commercial entities expressing interest in learning more about the basic running of a business from the standpoint of a nonprofit perspective?
I do. We do have a lot of tribal entities that do attend our workshops. One big one was that overtime law that was supposed to take effect. I think it was the beginning of this year, but it didn't happen. We did bring in New Mexico Department of Labor, and they talked about the changes that were going to be made based on that new law. So we did have a lot of entities come to that workshop, and we did collaborate with the Gallup Chamber of Commerce, and we are housed in the Gallup Chamber of Commerce. So collaborating with the chamber has been real beneficial to both parties. And we do have a lot of entities that do come to our tax classes as well. So we do get a lot of nonprofit organizations coming to our workshops and inquiring on how they could create a business plan as well.
Well, and going back to this discussion of the SBDC as a business, it's I think more appropriate to think of it like a nonprofit business in the same sense that Gallup Public Radio, KGLP, is a nonprofit business. Mm-hmm. We have to deal with many of the same issues, but our success is not based on our bottom line. It's not based on profit. It's based on what kind of difference we can make. From my standpoint, obviously having a balanced budget is really critical. We need to have enough income to support what we're doing.
Correct.
And from your standpoint, that's also true.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, we all gauge ourselves in some way other than how much money we're making.
Right, right.
But it's still a business.
Right. You're exactly right. I mean, a lot of it's just as long as we're creating the businesses, we're helping them thrive and sustain, and we're creating jobs, that's basically our bottom line.
So what kinds of workshops or events are going to be coming up in the next month or two?
Well, I'm really excited. A lot of people don't realize that their personal credit does have a lot to do with their business. And once they create a business, they really need to manage their personal finances. So we are collaborating with entities like Wells Fargo, the Loan Fund, Axion, and they're providing financial literacy courses, like a series of courses and workshops. We're going to actually bring a lot of those financial literacy courses to the Zuni tribal community and the Navajo Nation. So I'm looking at bringing those to the chapter level, not just here in Gallup. And we also are collaborating with a lot of entities to, like the New Mexico Workforce Connection, how they could assist small businesses in identifying individuals that are looking for jobs. And we also have New Mexico Tax and Revenue coming up to talk about the gross receipts taxes and the responsibilities of small businesses in managing their taxes, their gross receipts taxes. And there's just an array of topics that we're bringing to the community this year.
So if a listener is interested in finding out what's coming up as far as workshops, what are the best ways that they can find out what's on the calendar, how to RSVP, or how to get involved?
The best way is through the internet. We're at www.nmsbdc.org/Gallup. And even if you just Google America's Small Business Development Centers, it'll bring up all of our different networks, and you'll see New Mexico and Gallup.
Is there a telephone number where you could be reached if someone just has a question or doesn't have internet access right now?
Oh, yes, of course. Our phone number is 505-722-2220.
Anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today, Cindy?
At this point, call us, email us. My email is cjarvison@unm.edu. If you have any questions or need to become part of our network, that's cjarvison@unm.edu.
Well, I've been speaking with Cindy Jarvison, director of the UNM Gallup Small Business Development Center. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you so much.